Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gerald Williams. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ben McDonald. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The DH, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina bunts towards first. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zerillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Grissom steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Zerillo applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Newfield strikes out. One out. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burnitz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Loretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams scores. Matheny moves to third. Vina moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The ball gets by Alomar for a passed ball. Matheny scores. Vina moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zerillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vina scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zerillo moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. One out. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Newfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zerillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a line drive towards short. Loretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burnetz is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnetz takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnetz moves to second. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnetz moves to third. Loretta moves to second. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matheny takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Vina hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a grand slam home run. It's 7-0, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha hits a pop-up into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jaha scoops it up and throws to first, with McDonald covering, for the out. Two outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Newfield hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Newfield reaches second base with a double. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Loretta strikes out. One out. Gerald Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Newfield moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matheny strikes out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a pop-up towards short. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-0, Brewers. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jaha is 0-for-3 in the game. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shuey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Newfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnetz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burnetz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Burnetz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Loretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Loretta strikes out. One out. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matheny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-0, Brewers. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gerald Williams now playing left field. Chuck Carr now playing center field. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thome strikes out. One out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Justice is 0-for-2 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Kline now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nilsson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nilsson strikes out. One out. Brian Banks pinch hits for John Jaha. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Mieske pinch hits for Jeremy Burnitz. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Mieske takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Loretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Loretta takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to third. Mieske moves to second. Gerald Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Banks now playing first base. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Bryce Flory now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Franco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles takes first base on ball four. Franco moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. Franco moves to third. Two outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chad Curtis now playing right field. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Matheny is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Diaz pinch hits for Jeff Cirillo. Eddie Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Diaz now playing third base. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thome takes first base on ball four. Vizquel moves to second. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vizquel moves to third. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 3 in the game. Justice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Tommy moves to second. It's 10-1, Brewers. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Curtis strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Franco reaches second base with a double. Tommy scores. Justice moves to third. It's 10-2, Brewers. Brian Giles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Giles for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.